Philip, do you think the Grail, the Holy Grail, the chalice, do you think it was real?
The one that caught the blood of Christ?
Yes.
No, not for
you
one
don't.
Minute.
You no. do not. Tell me why.
Never in a million years. Well, firstly, is we can trace the origins of the Grail back to way, way back, thousands of years before Jesus. So, if anything, the addition of the Grail or the chalice into the Christian thing is just another addition. It's just another addition, and the whole of the Christian thing, the Jesus mythos, is many additions. It's an amalgamation of many solar deities and pagan religions all put together, and that's exactly what they did.
But you know, I guess, of course, it's Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
And then there's the other one, Holy Blood, Holy Grail, that has been out there for some time. I mean, so many people always thought that the Grail itself was out there, that it was a relic, that it was either not found or somebody had it, you know, and was hiding it for some reason.
Well, I've got one.
You've got one too?
I've got a Grail. I've got a tantric skull cup.
But it wasn't you. But not one used by Christ, right?
Well, no. Who's Christ? You know, because the Victorian Christians went to India and spent several decades wiping out Krishna. Because there are images of him on the cross from way, way, way before Jesus. I've actually got four of them. And I know of several more that are in Manchester University in drawers. So these are crucified gods way before Jesus, called Krishna.
Do you think they existed, or were they the figment of people's imaginations at the time? Myths?
No, these are people actually did crucify themselves. People were actually crucified every year annually. You know, this is orthodox history. We know this is a fact. It was done all the time. But the crucified God is there are particular esoteric reasons for these things, that we're basically trying to get the sun to come up again, just like the Egyptians were every year. We need that sun to raise again to bring the new power into the land. He needs to bring fertility.